Okay. It's a little after 7, but would you join me in a flag salute, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton, county of Hunterdon, the state of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The sub and agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat Express Times, Courier News, Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. Can I have a roll call, please?
Councilman Strauss?
Here.
Councilman Kaczynowski is absent.
Absent.
Councilwoman Slitlip here. Council President Malay.
Here.
And Mayor Hooten.
Here. We have a quorum. So the first item would be the approval of the regular session meeting minutes from December 11. Have they been circulated? Are there any comments or concerns?
I had made a comment. Those were incorporated. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
I'll make the motion.
I'm abstaining.
Second.
Name is abstaining.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. yes. I'm
all
sorry.
In favor? Yes.
I was zoned out about something. Pardon me. While I blush. Okay. The second item is the reorganization meeting minutes of January 2nd this year. Any comments?
I have none on that one.
Same here. I'll make the motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? I think I got better on the second one. The next item up is the consent agenda, and for those in the audience that may not know, these are routine items that may be voted upon all at once, and these are very routine: return of premium, release of escrows, and the overpayment of taxes. Any questions?
No.
I'll make the motion again, Mr. Rick. Roll call.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Slitlip?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And we're up now to the first public comment period. The public doesn't look very restive out there, so we'll move on to the work session. And Bonnie Duncan from United Way, who is, I'm not quite sure what the official title is, but she's a big shot in the county 2020 census. Bonnie's here.
I don't know if I have to
talk to us.
Make that full disclosure that my name is Maria Bonita Duncan. I'm a state commissioner for the New Jersey Complete Count. As in that role, one of the things that we did here in Hunterdon County was to establish a Hunterdon County Complete Count Committee. And so I wanted to come to various different municipalities and sort of share information of what we're doing, what has changed since 2010, and in what ways really seek your support. I think your trusted voices in our community. My reason for picking this one, of course, is this is my home community as well, so I wanted to advocate for that as well. So I'd like to just share some information. Some of it is pretty like dry and straightforward, but there are some changes this year, and so I wanted to share them with you just to see, just to kind of get everybody on the same place. So the Complete Count Committee basically is just a group of folks that have come together, stakeholders from all different areas, both from municipalities, from the faith-based organization, from some of our nonprofit community, just across the board. We tried to select individuals that perhaps represented different stakeholder groups within our the Hunterdon County at large, representing the homeless population, seniors, people with disabilities, et cetera. So it's a pretty comprehensive committee. Of course, there's always room for more folks, so we certainly encourage anybody else who would like to join us. We don't meet very often, just quarterly, just trying to make sure that we get things done. I think that one of the things we want to let everybody know is that we have a lot of materials that is available if there's information you all want to put out. We do have somebody that's helping on a local level with the social media, so if you wanted to tag into that, and we can spread information out to you all, and you guys can share it as well, that would be great. Providing articles or blogs or information. There's a lot online already, but sometimes there's almost too much. So if we can narrow it down or find you the type of information that you think is helpful for the our community, I think that would be great. You know, when I first started this, I thought it was just about counting people. Oh, we just count people every 10 years. And what I really didn't recognize, even in an organization like mine, where we use data for so many things, for writing grants and whatever, I just didn't realize just how important it is. So those numbers drive so many federal programs and the funding that may or may not be attached to it, that I think that it sort of really rang to me. You know, it affects our school funding. It can affect the type of funding that comes into our community for the hospitals and for nursing homes. It affects housing programs. You know, so a lot of funding from a community perspective. It's also that data is used a lot for urban and rural planning. So again, when we're looking at economic development locally and across the county, I think that that information is going to be very key for the type of work we want to do. It helps identify our congressional seats, you know, and so that's really important from a civics standpoint. And again, from a civics, we're supposed to do it every 10 years, so what can we do to make sure that everybody steps up and does that? So here in Hunterdon, we sort of coined a theme for ourselves, saying that why it matters. So when we start pushing out some of our information, that's going to be like the overarching theme of why it matters. The biggest change this year is going to be in how you can respond. In the past, you got it in the mail, filled out the piece of paper, and you mailed it back. This year, they want the majority, they're anticipating the majority of the responses to be online. So there will be an online option first. You can also call. They will send you one eventually that you can print out and mail in as well. And then last but not least, the non-responders may get visits from enumerators that will come knocking at the door. But the hope is to have the largest percentage of it done. Linguistically, New Jersey being as diverse as it is, there are a lot of languages that it is available in. There are 12 languages that are available right away, and then they have an additional 59 languages that you can tap into as well. So I don't think we need to worry about that many languages here, but there may be some languages that we want to make sure that we can meet the needs here in Hunterdon County. There's way too much stuff in here. Right now, one of the focuses that we've had is to encourage people if they're looking for jobs in the census. So again, whether it's clerical jobs, whether it's a supervisory job, or whether an enumerator, they're great part-time jobs. It is short-term. We've had a number of seniors who wanted it just for a little extra cash. So those jobs are available. It's fairly easy application process to sign up, and they're encouraging local people to apply so that those that do end up being enumerators, they're familiar faces that are from your community coming to see you.
And Bonnie, this is not like jury duty of $5 a day. Is it $20 an hour this time?
It's $25 an hour for an enumerator. Let me go back here. Office clerks, $20. Office operations supervisors, $26. Field supervisors, $27.50. Recruiting assistants and enumerators are at $25. So it's a living wage level of a job. It's great for, students, 18 and over. but yeah, there's a lot of, and it's got flexibility in it as well.
I'm just joking, but if somebody was running for office, you know, you could make some money and hand out.
I think that's one of the disqualifiers.
I think you're probably right.
I think that's one of the disqualifiers. But in other, there may be other jobs that people have that allow for that sort of thing to happen. So one of the things that I'm here is to see, one, if there's either somebody from council or from the planning department, because sometimes when you get into the data, they find that helpful. So if anybody wants to join the complete count committee, that would be great. We're looking to start hosting places where we can go to train people. You know, typically, one of the biggest challenges that we fear is the shift to internet. If you don't have access to internet, it could be complicated. I recently did a presentation for Meals on Wheels at their congregate site, and when I asked a room full of seniors how many of them felt comfortable with the idea of filling out the application online, and only one raised their hand. So being able to go to settings that make sense and offer assistance to help. So we have equipment and we're starting to train up folks, but if there are folks that want to volunteer in that process or provide space for training, those would be some of the next steps that are, you know, coming down the pike right now. And then even after this is all done, you know, being able to share that data and explain what that means. Hunterdon is no different than any other community. While we do really well in a lot of things, like every other county in the state, we do have some hard-to-count, what have been deemed hard-to-count or low-response rate communities. The hardest one is going to be the borough of Flemington, but our neighbor, the borough, the town of Clinton, pops up there. Along with Highbridge and Hampton and Glen Gardner, Union Township, Lambertville.
Frenchtown?
No.
Okay.
Frenchtown did not. I think there were seven. So there are a few municipalities, you know, some of them that are more rural or some that have probably higher levels of low-income or moderate-income folks that maybe, and some of our there's some areas that have less access to internet, and I think those pieces combined with perhaps some language barriers are going to be the biggest challenges, I think, in Hunterdon County. So we've started really doing our recruiting. That's kind of sort of over, and March 12th is when the first burst of information is going to go out to households to go online and to start self-reporting, and there will be an additional reminder letter the following week, the week of March 16th. Census Day is April 1st. If this community wanted to do something to celebrate it or kick it off, we could work with you on that. Town of Clinton is doing something at the mill, and they're combining history along using the mill, so partnering with them might be an option as well. But if that's something you want to do to sort of engage the community, we could work with you with that. And, you know, later in, after April, that's when you'll start seeing the enumerator start going to people's homes if they still haven't responded. I guess one of the upsides of going online is that early on, we will start being able to get data in terms of how our percentages are going, in terms of percentages of people responding vis-a-vis the number of households that we have in our tracks, and we can go by county, by municipality, and we can drill it down as far down as the census allows us to do it while maintaining the privacy and confidentiality of the individuals. And I think I've talked like lots and lots here, but certainly would be happy to answer any questions that you have. Instead of a presentation, I thought I would just bring some binders that have like a lot of flyers in them, and they sort of talk about the census in a lot of different ways, if I can just share them.
When does it finish up, Bonnie? When is the collection?
So the report to the president goes in December, December 31st.
But they'll stop counting on...
But I would say they're going to stop counting by, like, July.
Okay.
And it's really going to slow down from that May to July. And after that, I think they do kind of like these estimations that they do here and there.
American Community Survey.
I have one for them. I'm going to get some more.
You know, and I think you may know the exact stat, Bonnie, but New Jersey is either the state with the largest disparity between what we send to the feds and what they send to us, or the second worst on the downside.
So, like, federally, we're talking about $675 billion that are sort of distributed based on census data. Here in New Jersey, I believe the figure was $22 or $23 million. The last two censuses, we've lost a congressional seat in 2010 and in 2000. So overall, our decrease is in that usually like 1% to 5%, but it's such a dense state that 1% is a lot of people that are being missed.
And there's one other number that comes to mind, but a topic near and dear to our heart, the money for low-income tax credit financing is allocated, I think the number a year ago was $2.23 per head in New Jersey is what ends up getting sent this way.
Right.
So there's a direct, we hope to be competing for those financings in the future, so it's directly important to us.
So, and the last census, the group that was most undercounted were children 0 to 5. And since you don't count for another 10 years, if you missed out on a boatload of kids, they're going to be in school and affecting your whole school planning, programming, funding, whatever, and won't get caught until they're 10 years old. By then, they're already in the school system. Or depending what age they are, they could be. They may not be graduated, of course. But so those, it's like those nuances of how not counting can really kind of come back and bite you.
Maybe everybody knows this, maybe they don't. But as I understand it, the count is residents. They're not they don't have to be citizens. They don't have to be voters. They can be prisoners. And they can be immigrants of any description or status.
Correct.
It's just
how many people are in? So how many people are in a dwelling, so to speak? There are. I should preface it by saying that the qualifier is, where would you normally be April 1st?
Right.
So if you're pregnant, have your baby before April 1st. if you're a snowbird, so to speak, where would you normally be living April 1st? So college students, that seems to be another one. If they're in a dorm, they get counted in a group setting. So they get counted there. So you can't count them in your house. So there are some nuances, but by and large, the biggest qualifier is, where does that person normally live on April 1st? So that's why that kickoff date and whatnot. So there are some nuances, you know, when you have kids that are bouncing from more than one location, you want to count people once and only once and in the right place. I think the other thing is, you know, they're trying to streamline it, make it not difficult. It's easy. The confidentiality is critical. You know, the having trust in the system and the cybersecurity that's being placed on the system that could also disincentivize some people from doing it online, but they still have the other options. So our hope is that we can get that kind of voice out, message out, so that people will do it, because it is in the best interest of our municipality, our county, the state. We are losing money, and we should do everything we can to get that fair share back. That's kind of my personal feeling. But does anybody have any questions there?
We answered most of them.
Great. Thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And I will get out of here.
You're going to make the long journey home now?
Yeah, actually, maybe I'll get a dinner out of it.
Thank you for coming, Bonnie. Thank we appreciate you. It. Oh, gosh. Next up is reports. Anything happening, Mark?
Yeah, the Environmental Commission, met back on February 6th. We reviewed the correspondence that was received. There's been no planning or zoning reviews to date. Community Day activities in preparation were also discussed, and some upcoming training opportunities. That's being scheduled for March. The Township Board of Ed, at the last meeting, I reported that I'd be reaching out to the new Board of Education President, Lana Brennan, and I did speak with her and wanted to open up the dialogue again and discuss future meetings and keep each other posted on anything that popped up on our agenda that might be of interest to either entity.
Sure.
That's it.
Okay.
I need to ask you, when are you environmental meetings? When do you have them?
They are the first Thursday of the month at 8 o'clock.
That's what I was going to ask you. Why are you having your meetings at 8 o'clock?
No, I'm curious.
Or is it always like that?
Since I started, it's been 8 o'clock.
That's horrible.
I think it's Steve Kromenhoff.
What?
Steve Kromenhoff.
Oh, so it was originally something else. Another time.
Since I've been on the thing.
Anyway.
It was 7:34.
Oh, it wasn't that far off. I would cry. That's all I'm saying. Okay. North Gorey's Board of Ed, they're meeting on Tuesday, February 18th. I'm doing that Honeywell presentation. Brian, I don't know if you're going to want to go. I'll let you know if you want to go. I'll reserve your seat. The Honeywell.
It's
Tuesday.
Let me know.
The problem is when they present, also when we present here, they're presenting to the Board of Ed.
Yeah.
But, the audience can't.
It's been busy, so let me check my calendar. I'll just...
Okay. Well, I'll keep you covered. Yeah. So, the lumber for the boardwalk is being delivered on Friday by Jay. Thank you, Jesse, for hooking us up with that. So we're going to be bringing the lumber into the woods. Excuse me. With some ATVs and whatnot, and start building the boardwalk. Hopefully this weekend, but it really is dependent on weather.
Yes, it's supposed to be really cold.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's so muddy. We almost want it.
It's frozen. Yeah.
So that's what we're waiting for.
As long as it's not raining.
Right. Right. So it's going to be 150 feet long. 40 inches wide, and they're going to have it elevated on 6x6 railroad ties. So I'm really excited to see this develop. And if you guys ever want to come by, I'm there every weekend. I'll meet you. Open space on Sunday, February 23rd at 8 a.m. Open space members, Rich, Paul, and Les and I and Andrew from Environmental are going to take a walk over at Windy.
When's that?
Sunday, 8 a.m., 23rd. So we're going to look at, the maps of Windy. I'm going to show them sort of where the pavilion's gone. I don't know if they know where it is. And then we're going to look at some other spots. I particularly am interested in some trails in the wooded area that can connect to the existing ones. And look at potential other entrants near Lebanon and things like that. And our next meeting is February 27th. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Planning Board had a meeting Monday night. Really just two things. CRC Communities at Headley Farm was in for a 4.5-year extension for their approvals for a conventional large lot residential development of 21 lots, if I remember. And they're sufficiently large where another provision of the MLUL kicks in, and you can provide almost any extension required. If they fail to get permits, for instance, for the 400-unit affordable housing project up there, this at least extends their approvals for a more conventional development and protects them in that regard. So that was easily approved. They've really been working well with the township on actually on both of these, the 400-unit inclusionary development as well as the large lot development. So that was done. We had a long work session on a master plan reexamination and report and master plan amendment that's going to propose rezoning along Route 22 from, commercial on one side, research office manufacturing on the other, looking at each other, to just a combination of the two on all the parcels going down Route 22. There didn't seem to be any particular rhyme or reason why commercial was on one side and ROM was on the other. This also mimics what Reddington has done with their B district, where King's is in that part of town. And Lebanon Borough is considering the same thing. The other item would be a specific prohibition for warehousing distribution, warehousing or distribution as a primary approvable use. We'll retain the possibility to have warehousing as a subsidiary use, appended to like an office or, another approved use. And we're cleaning up some zoning left over from way back when we had a East Clinton treatment plant planned for where Harold Wepner's Old Mountain Farm is. So it'll come to planning, council shortly. I think we are aiming for the second planning board out, given our notice requirements, to have the planning board put a stamp on it, and then it'll come to council. So that was a late one. That went to 10:30. But I think it's a good comprehensive look at the previous report, and we've erased a number of items that should have been erased, and we've got these new concepts that are being added to our master plan in terms of what we'd like to have done. And the getting it done part, of course, falls on council with the ordinance capabilities. And that's about it for me.
All right. my busy meeting. Sewer Authority met on the 6th. They had their reorganization meeting. All their officers and professionals remained the same as last year. They did advise that the church, the Annandale Reformed Church, has hooked up to the sewer system, which is fantastic.
Wow.
However, they failed some inspections, and I was talking to one of their members the other day.
Joyce?
Chip.
Oh, okay.
The inspections they failed were fire-related, and it was good, actually, that they had the inspections done and caught. So at least that was a positive thing. Also had a discussion on the old municipal building, which I had been led to believe the sewer authority's engineer had the latest plans to review so they could get that approved, and then to Kathy, our engineer, for her approval and before the planning board for their final approval. And it turns out that while they were sent, they were never delivered to the CTSA engineer, so I spent the last couple of days clearing that up, and we have confirmation now that they have it. And I think we lost a couple of weeks, but we're moving along. The developer is quite eager to wrap it up. And as you know, we've extended his time in which to get a CO until the end of this year, so he definitely needs to get moving. And last but not least, Wawa, which is interested in the Sherrod's location and the adjacent property, have been looking to connect into the forced main on 31, which is posing a lot of logistical mm-hmm. challenges. So I think they're putting that back on the requesters, so to speak. The Historic Commission met back on the 29th. Aside from dealing with some routine matters, who's going to write a newsletter for an article for the newsletter, etc., they're working on what to do with their hard copy files. I think Jess, you're getting a lot of fun. It's in already. I believe you're here. Working on electronic storage for certain files, which would be great because I know I have some stuff to put on a central repository. And then I think we had a really nice discussion on, Councilwoman Switlick attended, she was liaison last year, on the furnace, that's the Amesbury furnace that was on those trails of which she speaks, and they're interested in trying to find some ways to protect those. And I think we can team up with Rich and company and even the former member and make some good positive progress on that, and I'll keep, Amy, I'll keep you up to date.
Okay. Just let me know if you guys want to go down there.
I do. I have to find Paul. I'm away this weekend, but maybe we'll talk.
Yeah.
We'll talk. And then we had a finance meeting. We started preliminary finance with the budget, which, you know, we try to keep it tight every year, and it's going to be another tight one. But surplus was fairly good, and we're going to actually use some money that we received last year to pay off some debt. So all in all, a much improved picture over last year, and we'll keep cracking away at it. More to come on that, but I would suspect that the total budget will be flat compared to where it was last year. And we'll have another meeting coming up in a week and change. Thanks. We've been part of the state. That's all that I have.
Let's see. I'm waiting for the final environmental report for Windy Acres. When I typed this last week, it's done. I noticed today.
Okay.
And shipped off.
For both parcels.
Yep. So that's going down to Green Acres, and hopefully, you know, we'll see some money in the not too distant future. That's what we're waiting on. The survey's been done, so those were the last two items. I think a public works guy this month. That'll bring public works up to full strength. The two women we just hired went very well. The renovation downstairs, you go out in the meeting room, they did a great job on that. The police officer coming in March 1st. He's had a short training session with the police training academy, but he'll be on the road shortly, so that's good. In a local agreement with Hampton, the court is done and approved. That's actually the first. This is to move all the files, of course, which is interesting with the court today. We start on court April 1st. You can't move the files until April 1st, so that'll be fun. But we got file cams for Lynn over here. She's ready to go. The security plan is approved today. The new security, you have to update your security plan. Then we have another municipality of the court. And that started today, too. I'm going to be presence for security here in the building.
So, yeah, it's actually been making the flow go a lot better.
I think that's a good so high view. Yeah.
Not so much of the madhouse.
Well, that's kind of control things.
No, yes, it's working.
So that's all good. New violations question starts later this month as well to pick up to the AOC. More volumes, that's a good addition. You haven't noticed the high school put up some new artwork over this building, paintings, and pictures, and things very nice. Ceramics are due, I think, next week. New ceramics. These are always good. Kids are very talented. I mean, seriously, it's amazing what they can do. Steve and I met with Representative North regarding our and the police web pages. It's going to go live shortly. We've cleaned it up, spared it up, updated it, and I think we'll appreciate it. We'll really like to see it. These guys worked on theirs, we worked on ours, but they have an IT person who met with him for a couple hours, and it's ready to go. I think it's much improved, and I think everybody will like it. User-friendly, easier to maintain. Once it's up, then we can take it back and we'll keep it updated. But that was a good plan. Teacher's contract is ready for ratification. I'll hand that out. We get through that and everything until this afternoon, but I'll hand that out. Nothing surprising in there. I'll do that at the last meeting. Nothing drastic. That's ready to go. Parking lot expansion should be done in the next few weeks for the committee.
By DPW.
Yeah, by DPW. Which, the fact that we're doing the court twice a week, you know, and that it won't be as extensive as we thought originally. It'll be a lot easier going. We can do it in-house. And even if the 111 never comes around, we'll be adequate. So that's all good news, too. Surplus property for auction, or auction of surplus property coming up.
March.
Cars, baby, the computers, cars, trucks, firearms, you know, aircraft, missiles, everything.
Bikes.
You manage.
Bikes.
Bikes, yeah. A couple of toilet bowls.
Where did the bikes come from?
They've been sitting down in our basement for years. And nobody's After a certain amount of time, we have to get rid of them anyway, so.
Yeah.
Was there about 9 or 10 bikes?
Yeah.
Couple of them are not bad.
He jumped over the public court show, those old cars and stuff, we had to clean that out, so.
Tree stands, too.
Yeah, tree stands, we need a tree stand for. And last but not least, we have a contract ready to go, I sent that to you today, we'll have the public courts for a mow of various public properties, so our guys are mowing and doing more work and things like.
I know one of the bids came up because I saw it on the, at the rec meeting, I'll report on rec next time, I have too much.
This for?
Mowing.
We just sent that.
I already had a quote already.
Oh, no, we talked to a couple people, see what you think.
Oh, I see.
We got some eyeballs, not official quotes.
Gotcha.
So, that's all I got.
Well, I gave everybody a report, just kind of off the wall here. One thing I wanted to say to Amy, when you're on these trails, or if you need, I'll let you borrow our gator if you want it, four-wheel drive, please, whatever you do, don't roll it, but just let me, give me a little advance notice so I can maybe get it to where you need to go, whatever, or you could just drive it down 31 if you want. We have a trailer for it, get it over there for you.
Didn't we have an accident with one of those in the township?
Might be on ours, who knows?
How much notice does it give you?
I don't know, a couple days, really.
Okay. I can just let you.
We really, it's right in our shed here, so, I mean, if you want to use it, you know.
And it has a trailer.
I think it even has heat, doesn't it, Mark?
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's, if you need it, I mean, you know, I'll let you want to walk.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
So, I gave you this report here, we have, just to kind of go fast, I highlighted a few things. Harry got approved again, as you can see, for the $21,000 for the drunk driving enforcement and education, which is important because we teach a lot of classes for education at North Mountain High School. So we pay the officers to go up and do that. He's also got the other distracted driving grant, which is like anything to do with, you know, swerving, cell phone. Guys have already been doing that, they started this week, so look out. We'll be applying for additional funds for drunk driving enforcement. And we actually, I have them looking into a COPS grant, a hiring grant. I don't know if we would ever get it. We're going to give it a shot. I don't know if anybody ever heard of the COPS grant, but I think, from what I understand, talking to a few people, it'll pay for the officers, starting officers, the first year. And then, actually, Jess and I have talked about this. And then it goes down from there, maybe like 3/4 of the salary and half the salary. I think with our geographics, being with the reservoir, Exxon Research, the highways, multiple schools, I think we have a good shot. I have somebody giving me a sample one tomorrow. So that's going to be Harry's assignment for the next 3 weeks. As you can see, all his other responsibilities, I'm not going to get into that. But as you can see, the over requests are really through the roof. I don't know what's going on now, but everybody wants to read everything. So as far as the patrol division, very busy, 41 total arrests, 20 narcotics related, 6 for drunk driving, 4 arrests for warrants, obstruction of justice, several domestics, 2 handgun arrests, 1 was a local resident, 793 motor vehicle stops, which is a lot, and we responded to 53 motor vehicle crashes, which is a lot. Obviously, you know, recently we had the pedestrian crash on 22. A lot went into that. He's still in ICU. I believe he's just, as of today he was. So, Detective Bureau, had a couple motor vehicle burglaries. Obviously, they investigated the motor vehicle crash because it had to be measured out and all that. 3 internal affairs complaints, which, good news, they were all unfounded. They take up a lot of our time because it seems like these days, a lot of people are insane. So, we are going to be doing the speed study. I don't want to really disclose the location because part of it is they're going to actually hide the radars and for 2 weeks. And then after that, they post it. So it's actually a location I really wanted to start with, and it's free, by the way. So there's a company Jeff Lennon found. They actually approached us through the county, and we're going to actually use it on a lot of roads. So if you have any suggestions, just email me. Maybe we could go to Red Schoolhouse or Lilac. A lot of people seem to complain.
Red Schoolhouse is a common one. Yeah. Lilac is as well.
Lilac. But this will, they'll do it for a month. 2 weeks is, they're not going to know anything's there. The rest of the time, it's going to be out there flashing your speed. And then after a month, they'll give us the information. So I'm pretty curious to see what it entails. So, the SRO, Rafael at High School, as we spoke about,
yep.
I'm hearing rave reviews.
Right.
A lot of difference up there right now. More visible, more stuff going on.
Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, so that was a little fast, but you have a sheet, so if you have any questions, bring it home.
Good for me. All right, thank you, Lieutenant. We're up to resolutions, and the first one is a resolution authorizing the hire of Amanda Muller as a part-time violations clerk in the Clinton Township Municipal Court. Jesse touched on it before. This is basic workload, but it's exacerbated a bit by a new town joining our court.
It's also a requirement by the
right.
Yeah.
Hours,
so
we're catching up.
Yeah.
We lost one
from the
Yes.
Next is a resolution authorizing the purchase of hardware, software, and maintenance for e-ticket printers from State Contract 75583 for $20,000 and not to exceed.
And this is something you do every year?
Yep. Yes.
Well,
I didn't see an issue with this one.
Okay. In that case, can I have a motion?
So I think I explained it before, but the printers are actually in the car.
Right.
And sometimes they break, sometimes they don't break. And when we do get new cars, we have to put a new printer in there. So that's how we generate our tow reports now. They get printed off there, too, so we kind of utilize the T-prong there. And, you know, it's a lot faster than writing the tickets out. So, and they do break, so the maintenance has to go.
I understand. I've had the privilege of getting a ticket in Frenchtown printed out in one of those things. It is good technology, all kidding aside. All right, if there's no discussion, can I have a motion?
Second.
Councilman Stubbs?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Moore?
Yes.
Yes. Gee, I'm just looking at all these bikes. Oh, I'm sorry. The next one is a resolution authorizing disposal of surplus property. We have some well-aged equipment, 1998, 1990, and so on, and a bunch of bicycles. So any discussion about this?
No, I think we discussed it pretty well.
Yeah.
This, so.
All right. I'll make the motion this time.
Second. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Switler?
Yes.
Council President
Moore?
Yes.
All right. We are up to a resolution appointing Eric Perkins, Esquire, as Clinton Township's Municipal Court Judge for a 3-year term beginning on January 1 of this year and ending December 31 of 2022. At least in my judgment, Judge Perkins has done an excellent job for us and certainly warrants this reappointment.
No, I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President
Moore?
Yes.
Yes. And the next one is appointing Harry Sergeant Begal as the Open Public Meeting Records Act custodian for the Township of Clinton Police Department. Tough position. I mean, you get a lot of requests in.
He seems to be doing a good job.
Yeah.
I mean, Carla could probably tell you better than me, but
there's a lot.
I just sent him to training for it, mm-hmm. and he came out with a whole new outlook on things. So I think they're all going to get together for a meeting or something mm-hmm. to kind of discuss what you can and cannot. You know, I guess there's some discrepancies on what you can and cannot do, but so far so good.
Yeah, I mean, just personal observation. Harry certainly seems to have the personality to.
Yes.
you, cope with the aggravations that come with this job.
Detail-oriented.
Yeah, good part.
Kinds of stuff, you know, people want you to do the research for them, like that one, they wanted 4 years of,
And you can't do research.
No, you've been there for, at this point, you've been there for 3 years now.
All right, I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
Council President Millett?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. The almost final item would be the, it's the second reading of an ordinance. It's ordinance number 1136-20, an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, regarding the police department's hiring criteria and amending section 4-52 of the code of the Township of Clinton. And we discussed this a couple of meetings ago, and this is basically giving the management of the police department some additional flexibility in choosing candidates by incorporating into our ordinance the state police criteria for hiring folks, both experienced and new. So I think that's, given the size of our department, the lieutenant has made the logical case that in some instances you really do want to hire somebody with experience if that's who you've lost and we don't have anybody exactly ready to step up. So seems like a really good thing. Should I open the public hearing first? Okay, let's open the public hearing. It's a little bit before 8.
Great.
I don't see anybody from the public wanting to come up, so let's close the public hearing. And is there any discussion on the part of council?
No, I have no concerns. No, I think it's good to move.
Yeah. All right. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
Council President
Millett?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And
we
have vouchers to pay.
Move to pay the bills. Okay.
Hold on.
Catch up.
I'm going to put that on my roll call sheet. I forgot this. Okay, go ahead.
I need a
motion.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll second.
Sure. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
Council President Millett?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And as I commented, we have another public comment period. Public seems happy, so we are scheduled for an executive session, but I informally commented before that we're going to push this particular discussion to the next meeting. So eyes are looking left.
Oh, my motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Yellow.
Those are abstaining. Thank you.
In this evening's contact, Rich.
I mean, if I see you listen to